There'll be 900 new jobs at the Ford plant before summer, and local manager Dan Jawiski said aptitude tests for applicants will start soon.
That testing will begin in early May, as early as next week.
National Ford executives also announced that the Ford Transit van line, now under construction, will employ still another 1,100. Things were also looking good in the area home building economy, with a 30% quarterly increase in new home permits year to year. Home Builders Association Executive Vice President Sarah Corliss said things are getting back to pre-recession levels.
The industry are all feeling some of the gain of that part of our economy kind of really kicking back into gear and feeling like it's going to continue for a bit.
Commercial construction, though, was down locally and nationally. The new Kansas law that makes it a crime to try to enforce federal regulation of in-state manufactured firearms was declared unconstitutional by U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, pointing to the constitutional provision that federal law is the law of the land. Patricia Stone King of the State Rifle Association said Governor Brownback should tell Holder that applies only to federal laws that are constitutional.
We believe that they have been violating the Constitution by overreaching and trying to control the states.
U.S. Attorney Barry Grissom said that response wouldn't be a good idea.
We certainly have not ruled out taking this matter to federal court and let a federal judge to decide upon its constitutionality.
But Brownback didn't flinch and responded that the Kansas law is constitutional under the 9th and 10th Amendments. Pro-gun, anti-federal regulation sentiments were also rampant in the Missouri legislature, where a similar bill advanced. And despite some very hot floor debate,
the presence of a handgun around children increases the chances of someone getting hurt or dead.
People like you have fought for years to make those gun-free school zones. So if you want to talk about shameful, maybe you need to look in the mirror.
A bill allowing designated persons to carry concealed guns to work in public schools passed. And Social Security Administration investigator Keith Schleb responded to a subpoena from a Missouri Senate committee to answer questions about a copy of the state's concealed carry permit list.
The disk I received was incompatible with our systems and was not used and was destroyed.
Despite Schleb's assurances that requesting the list was a routine procedure and that it was not shared with ATF or Homeland Security, the Senate rejected $20 million in Homeland Security funding that was budgeted, took the printing of concealed carry ID cards away from the Division of Motor Vehicles, and cut its budget. A bill offering tax incentives to firearms manufacturers also advanced. Among bill activity in Jefferson City that didn't involve firearms, the House passed legislation that would allow adults to ride motorcycles without wearing helmets. Its sponsor was Eric Burleson of Springfield.
I think it's folly to assume that a helmet changes anything.
An ethics bill limiting campaign contributions and post-legislative employment by lobbying firms was sidelined and is unlikely to come to a vote. This is KCUR.